The subsistence litigation of Mentasta elder Katie John was back in court recently when a 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit held hearings in Anchorage. John's first case went to the U.S. Supreme Court and established that Congress intended, through Title VIII of the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, to protect fish and game, including navigable waters of Alaska. After the ruling making it in that decision, the state of Alaska asked an en banc panel of the Ninth Circuit to review the case. The decision in favor of John was reaffirmed. The state's latest challenge contends the regulations expanded federal authority to waters beyond what Congress intended. Heather Kendall Miller is the Native American Rights Fund attorney who has argued the case for Katie John. Kendall Miller says the regulations don't go far enough.
The regulations were limited to just those waters within the conservation boundaries, but should have extended to those waters in between.
Kendall Miller argued because the regulations limit the scope of the federal government's jurisdiction to the conservation unit, it does not identify and extend authority over the additional waters required for migrating fish to ensure healthy populations that will support subsistence.
Most villages aren't located inside the conservation system units, and therefore the federal rule doesn't protect most subsistence fishing. And that cannot be what Congress intended when it passed Title VIII of ANILCA to protect subsistence fishing.
Kendall Miller says it could be 4 months or more before the Ninth Circuit makes a decision, but she says even after the justices rule in the case, it may not be the end of the litigation.
Katie John is now 96 years old. She's been litigating for over 20 years, all with the goal of trying to protect subsistence fishing, which is only 1% of the overall fishery. And until we have a management program in place that does so, I think litigation will continue.
The state has the right to ask for further review if the Ninth Circuit again decides against them. They can once again ask for an en banc or full panel review of 11 judges. Kendall Miller says that could be difficult based on the last en banc the state was granted in this ongoing litigation.
It was announced in its decision that it felt that it had been an unnecessary thing to do and that the state got 2 bites at the apple. So given that prior, dismay at having taken the case back up again when it viewed it to be unnecessary, I think that might be difficult to ask the court again, but one never knows.
State Assistant Attorney General Mike Mitchell, who represented the Parnell administration in the latest round in this case, declined comment.